High School Sports Saturday. Brought to you by Body Armor Sports Drink with Tate Matthews on 104.5 The Zone.
Good Saturday morning. You're listening to High School Sports Saturday, brought to you by Body Armor Sports Drink, Superior Hydration, right here on 104.5 The Zone. January the 23rd, cold day out there, but the sun's out. It's going to be a pretty day. Appreciate you being with us as you are headed wherever you're going this morning. Volleyball tournaments, wrestling tournaments, basketball tournaments. Appreciate you joining us and the next couple with the coach afterwards. Something out there you think we need to know about, 615-737-1045. If you're on Twitter, give us a follow, at Tate Matthews. That way you'll know who the guests are going to be each and every Saturday morning ahead of time. The lineup, the news, brought to you by The Diner Nashville. Then we're going to get to our guest, Coach Chris Lawson, Cascade Champion Boys Basketball, will be joining us. Really good district season going on right now for the champions. Big win last night for him. We're going to talk to him. First-year head coach at Cascade. Excited about that. Then it's time to talk wrestling. When we talk wrestling on this show, we talk to two people, Jared Grindstaff and Damon Smith. Coach Damon Smith will be joining us, Brentwood High School head wrestling coach. We'll be talking to him about the Bruins and also wrestling in the mid-state. And then Chris Ladd, Nolensville Lady Knight basketball, will be joining us to talk to us about his team. Big win for the Lady Knights last night. All right, the news brought to you by The Diner Nashville. You know the deal. In these times, you can still get there, but especially once we open back up and you're headed downtown. You're headed downtown tomorrow to watch the conference championship games, NFL games. Make The Diner Nashville your huddle point when you get down there. Real easy. Get to the corner of 3rd and Demumbrium, and you'll see the six-story building right there on the corner. You know you're in the right place. When you head in, first floor looks like a old-school diner. Black and white checkerboard tile. They've got the stunning pastry case to the right. You know you're in the right place. Going to have a cup of coffee, espresso, latte, muffin, cheese square, lemon square, cheesecake square. That's the floor for you. If you're going to eat breakfast, don't sleep on the California breakfast sandwich. Second floor, double-sided wall of TVs hang over the bar. If the game's on, like tomorrow, it'll be on several of those TVs. But if the game's on, it's on one of those TVs. Great menu on the second floor. Fourth and fifth, the stunning fine dining spaces. Want to be served by a waiter or a waitress. These are the floors for you. And then also the sixth floor, the seafood floor. Emphasis on oysters, sushi, seafood. Best lineup of oysters anywhere downtown. Best Rockefeller anywhere downtown. Best view anywhere downtown. And the other thing I love about it, you don't have a band playing in the background in your ear so you can have a conversation. So headed downtown for the NFL tomorrow, especially once we get going back up, make The Diner in Nashville your huddle point. Never disappoints. All right. Let's start with the Mid-State Boys and Girls Top 10 rankings in basketball. COVID-19 continues to wreak havoc on schedules, but many of the teams were able to get in most of their games, if not all of their games. Starting with the boys, Brentwood Academy continues to hold the number one spot. They defeated Father Ryan 65-43 on Tuesday night and defeated Centennial 68-36 last night. Montgomery Bell Academy did not play games this week due to COVID related matters. They did not play this week. They're still undefeated, looking like hoping to play Good Pasture on Tuesday. That'll be a really good game. Number three, Siegel defeats Oakland 66-34 last night. Coach Birdwell's Stars are now 15-3. Number four, CPA defeated Columbia Academy 87-59 on Tuesday night. That was a revenge game. They lost to them earlier in the season, got the win the second time around, 87-59 Tuesday night, and then got an 87-72 victory last night over Franklin Road Academy. Number five, Franklin continues to roll. Two big wins this week, 46-44 Tuesday night in the battle of Franklin Brentwood over Brentwood Tuesday night, and then in the Battle of the Woods, the Battle of the Other Wood, Ravenwood, they defeated them 69-68 last night. Reed Kemp put in a bucket to put them up by one with about 20 seconds last night. Two big wins, only 3 points to the deciding point differential in wins over Brentwood and Ravenwood. That's how tight 11 AAA is. Franklin is now 16-2. Number six, Brentwood, as we mentioned, they fell earlier in the week to Franklin, and then they defeated Dixon County 76-39 last night. Number seven, Innsworth, no games this week. Play next week. Get fired back up again next week, but no games this week for the Tigers. Number eight, Upperman defeated Macon County 82-47 on Tuesday night, and Livingston Academy 65-39 Friday night. Number nine, Goodpasture defeated Mount Juliet Christian School 82-25 on Monday. Franklin Friendship Christian School 79-65 on Tuesday. And as we mentioned, hoping to play Montgomery Bell Academy on this upcoming Tuesday. That'll be a really good game if we can get that in. Number 10, Beach defeated Gallatin 72-64 on Tuesday. Wilson Central 52-39 on Friday. First week in the top 10. Looks like they will stay there. On the girls' side, Innsworth, number one, again, still undefeated. They did not play this week either. I'm guessing maybe, I think they do exams late there at Innsworth. Hoping that's what it was and not health-related issues, but neither the boys nor the girls played this week. They will be back in action this upcoming week. Number two, Upperman defeated Macon County 74-44 on Tuesday. Livingston Academy 55-24 last night. The Lady Bees continue to roll. Number three, Riverdale fell to Stewart's Creek 56-67 on Tuesday. Then they turned around and defeated Blackman in a nail biter last night, 63-61. So got back on the winning track. Number four, Brentwood defeated Franklin 59-31 on Tuesday, and Dixon County 75-41 on Friday. Number five, Brentwood Academy, tough week, fell to Father Ryan 39-40 on Tuesday, Stone Memorial 45-47 last night. Number six, Lebanon defeats Wilson Central 81-25 Tuesday. Portland defeated them 65-27 last night. Number seven, Macon County fell to Upperman 44-74 on Tuesday, defeated Smith County 70-42 last night. Number eight, Loretto fell to Summertown. Big win for Summertown over Loretto 48-57 on Tuesday. Loretto comes back and gets back on the winning side last night with a 70-28 victory over Wayne County. Number nine, Coffee County continues to roll. They are now 18-1 with wins this week. Tuesday, 63-42 over Tullahoma. Columbia, 59-28 last night. Again, they are 18-1. Number 10, Stewart's Creek, big win over Riverdale on Tuesday, as we mentioned, and then defeated Rockville 60-28 last night. All right, here are some of the top individual performances from the week. On the boys' side, Grant Strong continues to put up huge numbers for Clay County. He had 37 points, 13 rebounds in a 61-38 victory over Trousdale on Tuesday night. Damon Fan of the Riverdale Warriors, 31 points. He had six threes in a 63-66 loss to Stewart's Creek on Tuesday. Big night for Damon. Skylar Trousdale, Summertown, 29 points, four threes in the 74-54 victory over Collinwood on Friday. Reed Kemp, as I mentioned, 20 seconds left on the clock last night to give Franklin the win over Ravenwood. He ended the night with 34 points. Five of those were three-pointers in that 69-68 victory over Ravenwood. Obviously, they needed all 34 of those points. Jake Dykstra had a big night last night for CPA, 23 points. Five of those were on three-pointers in an 87-72 victory over FRA. And Matthew Schneider, leader of the Sigma Stars, had 18 points in their 63-34 victory over Oakland earlier last night. All right, on the girls' side, Reagan Grimes, Ravenwood, 30 points in a 60-28 victory over Independence on Tuesday night. Mackenzie Cochran had 28 points, six of those on three-pointers, 77-20 victory over Centennial. That was off also Tuesday night. Bella Benson, Coffee County, she scored 32 points in a 59-28 victory over Columbia last night. Abby Shoulders of Macon County, we know that name well, 19 points in a 70-42 victory over Smith County last night. Kate O'Neill for Franklin, big night on Tuesday night. Last night, she had it was a loss to Ravenwood, but in that loss, Kate had 18 points and 20 rebounds, a bucket short of a 20-20 night. pretty impressive. Congratulations, Kay. She went over the 1,000-point mark earlier in the week. So big week for Kate this past week. Carly Weathers of Loretto mentioned Summertown getting that big win over Loretto. Carly had 27 points in that 48-57 loss to Summertown. Starting Wednesday, been a lot of press, I guess, about this. Starting Wednesday, Governor Lee's Executive Order 70 expired. He put into order Executive Order number 74. Starting on Wednesday, siblings, immediate household members, such as siblings of the athletes and the grandparents, are now allowed to attend basketball and wrestling matches here in Tennessee. Now, I know some of the Nashville schools are a little bit different, but in the state of Tennessee, per the governor's office, siblings and grandparents can now attend the games. It's up to the individual school systems and or schools on how they go about how many people are there letting in. You still have to be at about, I think it's a third capacity, so it could get a little tricky with numbers, but glad to see that. Cheer and dance are still not allowed. I know that's a sore spot right now, and I totally get it. If I had a young lady who was on one of those two teams, I'd really be struggling with that as well. So just know that we are the cheer and dance team members, young ladies, are in our thoughts. Hopefully that can get worked out before the season is over. I know it's been tough on all of you. Reminder, today is the TACA All-Star Combine today at Oakland High School starting at 10 a.m. Coach Marbot, Mr. Bill Marbot, talked about it last week. But over 80 athletes will be in attendance today. The TACA All-Star football game, that's what this normally is. Obviously, we can't have that this year, but Mr. Marbot and the TACA really wanted to have a chance to get these young men some exposure. They'll be going through a lot like an NFL combine. They'll be going through a combine workout today. Trey Perry is the head coach of the East. Ingle Martin is the head coach of the West. Coach Perry and Coach Martin and their staffs will be there putting these players through drills, combine-type drills, and they'll be filming these young men so they can get in on huddle and recruiting. Like, everything else is different this year, so really thankful to Mr. Marbot and the TACA for putting this on for these young people. It's going to be a neat deal, so good luck to all the athletes participating in that today, and also safe travels to and from. All right. That's the news brought to you by the Diner Nashville. We'll be right back with Coach Chris Lawson, Cascade Champion Men's Basketball, right here on High School Sports Saturday. Brought to you by Body Armor Sports Drink, Superior Hydration, 104.5 The Zone.
And now, a moment of silence to remember our dear friend.
sorry. Oh, man.
Life can be uncomfortable. Your home doesn't have to be. With air conditioners, furnaces, and heat pumps installed by a Ring Pro partner, you can feel comfortable even when you can't be comfortable.
Ah, oh, jeez. Really?
Trust the expert installation and service of your local Ream Pro partner. Visit RheemProPartnersTN.com to find one near you.
The thrill of a new school year, a hint of fall in the air, football, and a clean slate to work hard, give it your all, and create a wealth of memories to last a lifetime. I'm Josh Houston with Balfour, Tennessee, and we strive to recognize these memories in a timeless fashion. Whether it's a class ring, yearbook, cap and gown, letter jacket, or that coveted championship ring, let us recognize your achievement. Learn more at www.balfourtn.com or call 615-867-6345. You can't rewind time, but you can preserve it. Balfour TN, the new face of achievement in Middle Tennessee.
Game Time Sports Fields, located in Columbia, Tennessee, is nationally known for their work in professional, collegiate, and high school baseball and softball. However, Middle Tennessee football coaches have learned that Game Time Sports Fields saves valuable time and money in field prep. Reach out to Bill Marbot and his team for a quote to do your fields at 931-384-0208. Get your field game time ready with Game Time Sports Fields, 931-384-0208.
Hello, I'm Heather from Street Tuxedo. Being family-owned and operated, we love building relationships with you for your special event. It's prom and wedding season, and we have 5 stores to serve you: Cool Springs, Murfreesboro, Green Hills, Rivergate, and Berry Hill. And don't forget, we can help you with formal wear for choir, band, homecoming, and winter formals. If you need to rent or buy, we have slim fit and modern styles that won't break your wallet. You can find more info on social media. Follow us at Street Tuxedo.
Get everything on the defensive side of the ball with Blaine Bishop and Mickey Ryan.
Heck, who am I kidding? They got it all covered.
Blaine and Mickey, Monday from noon to 3 on 104.5 The Zone.
Welcome back to High School Sports Saturday. Terminex wants to remind you, if you need that free crawl space inspection scheduled, all you got to do is call 877-TERMINEX. Get that free inspection scheduled. Robert Boyer and the crew in the Cool Springs office, if you can hear this show, if you can hear this station, you're in their service area, and he will send one of his expertly trained technicians out to take a look at that. If you don't need any work, you're out nothing. If you do, you're going to be glad you got them in there sooner than later. The cost on those things can keep growing and growing without you even know you have a problem. So for peace of mind, if nothing else, get that free inspection scheduled. Following very, very strict COVID-19 regulations, each technician will be equipped with their personal protective equipment. You don't have to worry about that. As I tell you every week, attention to detail is their number one deal. While you're talking to them, go ahead and get that pest control scheduled, termite control scheduled. Again, same deal. If you don't need any work, you're out nothing. If you do, you'll be glad you got them. 90 years in experience, Terminex, not in my house. We got Coach Chris Lawson, Cascade Champion Basketball on the line. Coach, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, man. Appreciate you joining us. Big win last night. 92-36 over Huntland, at Huntland. Nice road trip, and the ball was definitely falling in the net last night for your team. Played well.
Well, you know, I go back to November and early December. I never dreamed we could score that many points, but they're playing with confidence here lately. And last night we had a first quarter. We came out and just shot the ball extremely well. Hit 5 threes. I'm looking at the book right now. Lucas Clanton hit 4. And, I mean, it just seemed like, you know, we came down, we ran a little set, he hit. We came down again and got a stop. Next time down for us, he ran another little set, and he hit again. It just, and we got a steal, and it just kind of hit all at once. We ended up putting up 36 in the first quarter. And, you know, I knew it, obviously, at that point, things were going pretty well. We were on fire, but you know, just never would have dreamed that we could put up numbers like we did last night. You know, we held them to 36. They were down. They were down a player. I think they were missing one of their better players. But at the same time, I was real proud of our guys on the defensive end to kind of stay locked in. And you know, it's easy sometimes to get complacent when things are going well on offense.
For sure, yeah, that was a total game there, and you mentioned the 92. That's the highest point total you all have had this year. But ever since really you came back from Christmas break, New Year's break, the numbers have been trending upwards, and 6 in a row now. Excuse me, 5 of those are district wins. So boys are playing really, really well. You look at the first half of the schedule. I don't know if you were able to make it. I think you got there probably a little bit too late to make the schedule, but played a very tough non-district schedule, a lot of bigger schools. Now you get back into January, and as I mentioned, 6 in a row, 5 of those district wins. I got to think that first, the pre-January schedule has really paid off and toughened this team up.
Yeah, absolutely. I got hired in early June, and that schedule was already made. And, you know, in a way, that probably was a good thing because nobody would have ever thought we would have had to go through this pandemic like we've had to go through. But that schedule was set already. So, you know, we played it, and there was a time, you know, I think we started 0-3, and then we finally got a couple wins and beat a really good Marshall County team by 1. It was tight down the stretch. And that was the first, you know, chance I think our guys really got see that, hey, maybe we can, maybe we're seeing a little progress in what we're trying to do. And, you know, we still struggled a little bit. We had some guys out. We had we had one kid that got his nose broken, Ethan Swan, and so he was out for all of December. And so it's just taken a while, but now we have everybody back, and it just seems like, you know, things are starting to come together at the right time as far as that goes. And of course, like you said, playing those bigger schools and, you know, a little bit tougher competition early, you know, really I think now is helping us a lot as we get into our district.
Coach, you mentioned Lucas, 6'1 sophomore. He's right at 9 points, right under 10 points a game. And Justice Carter, 6'5 junior, 13 points per game, 7 rebounds per game. But then Landon Lane, 9 points. Ethan Swan, 9 points. Seth Countess, know that name, dual sport guy. I'm sure Seth brings a lot of toughness to the team. 5 points. And Jackson Davis, 7 points. Pretty balanced all the way around, especially on the scoring end.
Yes, sir. It's you know, with Justice and Lucas, those two probably would be our best two offensive players. But they, you know, they have done a great job not forcing things and just kind of playing through the offense. And there's been a few games where, you know, I think Justice had 25 one game. I think he had 20. Maybe 23 the other game, and then Lucas has had a couple games where he's had 19 and 21. And then, you know, we've always, I guess what's clicking here for this last month, what we've gotten really consistent on is the next 3, 4, 5 guys are consistently chipping in anywhere from, you know, 6 to 10 points. And that, when you add that in from, you know, 4 or 5 other guys, that's pretty good mixture, pretty good ingredients there to score more. You know, we focused on defense to start the year, and they bought in and really did a good job defensively. You know, you look at our scores, and, you know, we weren't scoring a lot, but we would hold teams down in the mid-40s, maybe just over 50, and that was something we really kind of hung our hat on, but we just couldn't score. Well, now we're kind of getting a little bit more in sync, not forcing things, being unselfish, and hey, when it's my turn, I'm ready to shoot, and I'm ready to, you know, make the play, whatever, and it seems to be clicking for them a little bit now.
Coach, you mentioned you didn't even get the job until June, first-year head coach at Cascade. Not your first head coaching job, but first year as the head coach of Cascade, I believe third head coach in 3 years. They went 9-21 last year, and then you mentioned the pandemic. So in June, with everything that you're going through, would you have thought, and of course you expect to come in and have success, that's what competitors do, right? But would you have thought you'd be sitting here on January the 23rd and one win away from matching the entire win total from the year before? It's got to be fun to see these young men have some that kind of success.
Yeah, absolutely. It's fun right now. And, I mean, you know, of course it's always fun when you win games. I mean, everybody wants to play to compete, to have a chance to win. But when I first got hired, I don't think I really had a grasp or understood at the time how much these kids had been through, just with changes and things that had happened, a little bit of turmoil within, you know, the basketball program throughout the last year or two. And then you throw a pandemic in on top of that. You know, a lot of them played, you know, spring sports or whatever, and they didn't get to do that. A lot of, you know, guys that were juniors last year, going to be seniors this year, probably wondering, you know, well, what's the end of my career going to be like as I get through the end of high school, you know, next year. So as we've gone through, I've kind of just, from my observation, I think they really wanted somebody to love them. I think they really wanted somebody to push them, hold them accountable, and most of all, just coach them. And there's not a day, you know, that I come into practice that they aren't ready to work. I haven't had to ask them to work hard. You know, I mean, they are there. Even from June when I first got there, they work really, really hard. We're not the most athletic team, but we've got a lot of different pieces. We've got size, and then we've got quickness. We've got shooters. We've got, you know, what you would call more trash players or utility players, and a lot of different pieces. And they, I think they're starting to believe in themselves a little bit, playing with confidence. I think they believe in each other. And you know, I don't know if you could ask for anything more. Through everything that we've all been through, you know, just I tell them every day, even if it's a practice day, make sure that you have fun today. Make sure that you work as hard as you can, because you never know, might come on tomorrow and say, hey, we're shutting down everything and we're not playing anymore, and that's it for you.
No doubt. And, hey, man, y'all put in too much work to not have fun. It's going to be hard. You might as well have fun. Hey, let me ask, the older I get, the more I try to pay attention to this. But you mentioned about you could tell they just wanted to be loved. And, you know, you're younger, but you're probably in that age. You know, you didn't hear that when we were coming up, right? And so, anyways, my point being, I hate that. I hate, you know, I'm not tough if I tell somebody I love them. That's a load, right? So, so that was what I've learned is coaches that have that in them, that's normally in them. But then they also, somebody somewhere along their path, they kind of saw what that looked like. And then they took that into their coaching career. You know what I'm saying? So obviously that's in you somewhere. But also, where was that? Where was the first time where you saw, hey, man, this guy's a tough, demanding coach, but he also, he loves his boys. And you knew you wanted to take that kind of into your coaching path.
Well, I mean, I have to go back. My dad was a high school coach, and he coached me when I played in high school at Hampshire. And, you know, that's obviously I got that firsthand my entire life, you know, growing up. Then, you know, I had an opportunity to kind of see how he treated people, how he treated kids. And then on the other side of that, I had a chance when I went to college to play for a coach a couple different times, you know, that not necessarily it was different, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the same kind of it just wasn't the same approach. And then, you know, as I got into my coaching career, you know, I was able to kind of see some more things that were a little bit different from other head coaches. And as I've gone, you know, I've always told my dad and my wife and that kind of thing, you know, I don't ever want to be this type of coach, but I do want to be this type of coach. This is how I want to treat my players. And, you know, I know that at the end of the day, whether we are holding up that gold ball at the end of the season or whether we get beat in the district tournament or whether our season gets shut down early and we don't get to finish, those kids are probably going to remember more how they were treated and the effect that, you know, I had on them as a person, and that's going to affect them long term. That's going to affect them, you know, in life and how they do things in their life. And that's, I can't tell you how important that is to me.
Yep. I love it, Coach. That's great. It's funny. That's one of the things you hear the most is a lot of times, sometimes you learn more how not to do it from somebody than how to do it, right? So it's cool, right, when you can have both those experiences along your way. I can't really put my finger on it, but I know this isn't what I want it to look like when it's under my watch, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, Coach, hey, as I mentioned, 5-0 in the district. We got Fayetteville Tuesday night, and then about six more district games after that. But what do you want to see out of the team to continue the rest of this district tournament, keep getting better and closer to your goal that you have for the team for the end of the year?
Well, and we talk about that every day, too, as far as, you know, we've had some success here of late, but we've got to stay hungry. They've got to continue to approach, you know, each game as it comes on our schedule. And I tell them every day, like, all right, Fayetteville is who we play Tuesday night. And that's the most important game of our season because it's the next game on our schedule. And on top of that, it's a district game. So, you know, when we're talking about the end of the season, when we get into that district tournament, we want the best possible position that we can get. And we're undefeated, or if we're, you know, one loss, two loss, whatever that case is, if we're one seed, two seed in that district tournament, that's only going to help us out. So we talk about that, approaching it kind of from a business standpoint, you know, game by game. So, you know, the guys will come in tomorrow, and we'll have a good practice, and we'll go for a little while, go pretty hard, and then we'll come in Monday, and we'll talk about Fayetteville. And I've got to credit my guys in the program with when they come in and we go over stuff, we watch film for every game. You know, there's never any talking. There's never any. I mean, they are locked in. They're engaged. They want to learn. And the word, you know, I keep coming back to is they're hungry. They're hungry to be coached. They're hungry to win. They're hungry to have success. They just, you know, the feeling within, if you could be in our huddle right now, you know, the feeling is just, it's awesome of what it is. There's a lot of confidence pouring out of them right now. And, you know, I think that just breeds more confidence. So, you know, going through the rest of this district schedule, that's kind of what we want to do. We want to go game by game and take it one at a time and try to take care of business each and every one. And hopefully we'll be where we want to when we get towards the end.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you joining us, man. Congratulations so far on the season. Good luck. We'll be talking tournament time. And have a great weekend, brother.
Hey, you too. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, sir. Coach Chris Lawson, the Cascade champion men's head basketball coach again. 6 wins in a row, playing really, really well. We'll be right back. Damon Smith, Brentwood Bruin Wrestling, right here on High School Sports Saturday, brought to you by Body Armor Sports Strength, Superior Hydration, 104.5 The Zone.
What happens to your decision-making when you drink? Well, after one drink, you feel confident. A few more, and calling your ex at 1 a.m. seems like a great idea. And you're pretty sure the secret to a great taco is 4-day-old macaroni. The bottom line, drunk you doesn't make great decisions. So you're risking a DUI or worse if you count on him to get you home. Plan before you party. Get home safe. Paid for by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Matthews Team Sports is your full-service team sporting goods dealer. Online stores, in-house screen printing, top brands such as Adidas, Under Armour, and Gatorade. We handle teams from middle schools to universities and everything in between. Visit us at MatthewsTeamSports.com. Locally owned and operated, on-time delivery, and customer satisfaction are our top priority. Any sport, any season, any equipment, or any apparel need. Our team is ready to serve your team. Contact us now at MatthewsTeamSports.com.
This is Dan Dierking, Director of Tennessee Performance. Tennessee Performance was founded in 2017 and prides itself on their training mission, which is focused on preparing every athlete for the next steps in their respective careers. Tennessee Performance is entering its 4th season as a club, and it is where all serious athletes go to train for their future. Come check us out today or visit us on our website, www.TennesseePerformance.com. That's www.TennesseePerformance.com.
Open enrollment is over. You chose a health plan, and now you'll spend a year regretting your choice because it's not right for you or your family. But what if you could choose a different plan now? At Farm Bureau Health Plans, it's open enrollment every day. So if you think you've signed up for the wrong health plan, it's not too late to find the right coverage for less. Go to FBHP.com or talk to your local representative. Farm Bureau Health Plans. Plan on us.
Season, what's that? The Titans and the NFL go year-round.
That's what I mean by working it, Mike.
Our season never ends. On your home for Titans football, 104.5 The Zone.
Welcome back to High School Sports Saturday, brought to you by Body Armor Sports Drink. Walker Chevrolet, been in business since 1926, doing what they do best, selling new and used Chevrolets all over the South, Mid-State, State. Best inventory of new and used Chevrolets anywhere in the Mid-State. Award-winning service department, and they are open and for business today, ready to talk to you. That's why they call them Chevy Central. And most importantly, they're the official sponsor of the WCS Sports Conference. With that, we got Coach Damon Smith, Brentwood Bruin Wrestling on the line. Coach, good morning.
Good morning, Tate. How's everything?
Great, man. I've been looking forward to this. I knew when it came wrestling time, Coach Smith would bring the juice. Let's start with where you are today, the Middle Tennessee Officials Freshman Tournament. I love this event. How many years have they been having this?
Man, as long as I can think back, they've had this event. And this is the Officials Association of Middle Tennessee, all of the referees. And they do this tournament to raise money to give back to programs who don't have the financial resources. And they help out with buying wrestling shoes, knee pads, headgear, wrestling mat, things of that sort for the programs that struggle a little bit, and just a great cause that they put on. And it's a fun tournament. It's like one of my most favorites that I look forward to every year.
No doubt. And it's for the freshmen, and for those that have never had a wrestler in the family, there's only one, right? There's only one 152-pounder in the varsity for the most part, right? And so these guys are getting some really good matches, competing against people of their same age. And so, yeah, I think that's got to be really cool. And it also gives you all a really good it's kind of like a freshman JV football schedule, right? I get a good glimpse of who's going to be able to help me in the coming seasons.
That is true. But as for the Brentwood Bruins and our varsity lineup right now, we have zero seniors. We have four freshmen, we have six sophomores, and four juniors. So we're a really young team. And so I'm excited of the growth of these young men and women and watching them, what they're going to do over the next several years.
Yeah, well, let's just start there. Let's talk about a couple of your starting freshmen. Usually when you have freshmen starting, they're in the lower weights, right? And starting at 106 with Aiden Scruggs and going on up. Pretty freshman heavy, but guess what? Hayden's got 19 wins. They're really performing well for you, aren't they?
The year was in question from the beginning. I didn't know what type of team we were going to have because we graduated six seniors. And two of them were state champions. And so it's like a rebuilding year for Brentwood. And I'll tell you what, I'm so proud of the effort these boys have put forward. And it hasn't been easy. But right now, we are at our district and regional championships. And Brentwood Bruins is number one seed from the north side. And so we're about to get into that dual competition that starts on Tuesday. And so there's four teams left in our region. And this year, because Metro Schools just started wrestling like in the last week or so, they're not competing in the duels this year, but they are getting prepared to wrestle in the region individual tournament that comes up in February. All that being said, so next Tuesday night, Summit, who is the number one from the south, will wrestle Centennial, who's the number two from the north, and Brentwood, the number one from the north, will wrestle Independence, who's number two from the south. Those two winners will wrestle off for our district and regional title as a dual team. And then the winner is going to end up going to the state duels. This year, the state duels typically is 16 teams, but this year they're going to do they're only doing 8 teams for the state duels. So we're figuring out in the state who are those 8 teams. And we're excited about being able to compete for that on Tuesday night.
Yeah, and you all, with that number one seed in that, you closed out the regular season with dual match wins over Franklin, over Centennial, and then in the wrestling version of the Battle of the Woods. And what a tight one that one was. I'm assuming if you don't win all those three, you're not the number one seed, right? So big week for your really young Bruin wrestling team.
Yep, that's true. It is. It hasn't been easy. You know, we're young, and wrestling's a hard sport, and it teaches you a lot about yourself. And you know, but it's the greatest sport. I've always preached that I think wrestling's the greatest sport because it teaches a young man and woman to have self-dependency and to teach them. Listen, you're going to have work ethic in wrestling, or you're going to get beat, and you're going to end up not liking it because you keep getting beat. So you got to start producing some work ethic. You're going to have determination. You're going to have some drive. And those are great characteristic skills that help you be successful in life down the road. That's why I love wrestling so much.
It's a great sport. It tells you a lot about – you can't hide, can you? Hey, I hate that with all the sports that the crowds aren't what they normally are, but that Ravenwood win, you all defeated them 40-33 in the dual match, and you closed the match with three pins in a row. If you've never been in a gym when it's like that, and you needed all three of them, really, or you needed two of them, it's unbelievable. And I love that kind of environment. And then you had a sophomore contribute to that, William Dobbs, 182, Hunter Mead at 195, and Noah Dixon at 220, back-to-back-to-back pins. That's really cool to watch something like that happen, isn't it?
Man, if you've never been to a high school wrestling match, you've got to take a moment and go to one. It's intense. It's loud. It's chaos. People are screaming. You know, two boys are wrestling out on a mat, and it is so fun and just the best environment. And you know, parents always say, "Oh, it's so stressful." You know, you see your kid out there on the mat, you want to go out and help him. But listen, that's where the kid learns to build character. He's out there having to figure it out, and it's such a great environment, great sport all around.
No doubt about it, Coach. Talk about let's talk about another freshman, Durham Donaldson at 132. He's sitting there at 18-7. Again, man, I don't think people really understand how big of a deal that is. But he's another one that's 132 is a tough weight class now. It's not quite like it used to be in the old days where people would cut from what 180, 170 to get to 132, but that's about 150 pounder, probably 16, 17, 18 year olds that he's wrestling there. And again, 18 wins.
He's done a great job this year. We have got multiple, freshmen have really stepped up, but Durham's a great young man. He's been wrestling for, you know, several years. And that helps out as well. And so there's a group of those freshmen that have been wrestling together over the last several years. And it's so exciting to watch them grow and come into our program. And as freshmen have success, Arashi Azdani, our 126 pounder, his record right now is, let's look, he's 22-7. He's a freshman. Clark Vaughn at 138 pounds. He is, let's look here. 20-8. You know, Aiden Scruggs at 106. I mean, we've got some freshmen that have just really stepped up for us this year. And that just set the, you know, table for success over the next couple of years. So,
yeah, a lot to be excited about if you're the head wrestling coach. And then one of your juniors, Zach Ordonez, at 113, 22-5, really wrestling well.
He is. He's very driven. He's really set a goal for himself to qualify for state and compete for a state placement. We feel like he has the opportunity and the ability to do that, and we've got to go get it done. He's been wrestling a long, long time, and his time is coming. And we're hoping this year he perseveres and gets through into the tournament. What's crazy about this, let's talk about this, the state individual wrestling tournament is typically a 32-man bracket, all right? And out of each region, there's eight regions in the state of Tennessee, you get four state qualifiers. This year, they're knocking it down to only the top two placers in your region end up going to the state tournament, so you have a 16-man bracket. So in our region, we have 17 teams, all right? And so you've got to be in the top two. Our region is one of the largest regions in the state. And just to only get two qualifiers, I mean, that's tough. We've got guys that would get third and fourth that would probably have a possibility of placing in the state tournament. But because we're only getting two qualifiers out of each region, it's slim pickings this year. It's very competitive.
Yeah, no doubt. There's going to be some really good wrestlers staying home. Hate to hear that, but if you make it, something to really be proud of. Hey,
amen to that.
You know, I think a lot of people were worried about wrestling. I wasn't so much, because if any of the sports are used to paying attention to making sure that we're being clean, disinfecting things, and you know, that's wrestling. Y'all worry about ringworm and staph and MRSA. This is a way of life for you all. But what issues, what hurdles has the pandemic brought to you all as a head wrestling coach this year that you all have really, you know, it's just made this year a little bit that much tougher?
Yeah, we were very concerned if we were ever going to get a season in the first place. But in our practice room, first off, we wrestle in like groups of three and four. And typically those guys are in your same weight classes. And so you kind of stick in those pods with those kids, so that if somebody did turn up positive, that it doesn't break your whole team out. I mean, you know, maybe a couple guys that you've wrestled with. So that's number one. You know, cleaning, absolutely. We clean the mats every day, vacuum that room up, blow all the air out of it, wipe down the walls. I mean, we do all kinds of cleaning on a daily basis. And that's kind of been what we've done for years. What has hurt, we take temperatures every day, just all the normal stuff to make sure. Knock on wood, we have not had any, I'm probably giving myself a kiss to death here, but we have not had any positive cases that have come out of our wrestling program. It has always been something outside of wrestling that has caused it. Now, what was really hurt this year is the quarantine. And so it has been hard to keep. We have not had our A-team lineup the whole season because somebody has always been out due to quarantine. So they sat next to somebody in class, or they were exposed from their cousin over the weekend. A parent was sick. Something of that nature has caused kids to be out of our lineup. So it's been hard for not just for us, but for any team to keep a full lineup together because of somebody being out sick or being quarantined. So that has been a real struggle for everybody this year. We've all felt the pain of it. The limiting of the number of fans that can come to the event. So our crowds have been a little smaller. You know, typically mom and dad now. And so there's a limit on tickets. That's been a struggle. But listen, hey, we're just thankful that every day that we're wrestling. And it has been in question at points in time throughout the season. But, hey, we're here. We're here at the end of the season, and we're going to finish it out. And that's something for all of our whole wrestling community to be proud of.
Coach Smith, thank you. As always, you got me fired up. Everybody else fired up. Good luck today. Good luck Tuesday. And we'll talk come state wrestling tournament, okay?
All right, buddy. I appreciate the time. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Have a great day. Coach Damon Smith of the Brentwood Bruins wrestling program. Gateway Tire Athletes of the Week this week, Sidney Ryan Jr. of Brentwood High School, and Jet Montgomery, freshman. That's right, freshman of Independence, are the Gateway Tire Athletes of the Week this week. Sidney scored 32 points in a 72-29 victory over Independence, and then turned around and had 24 over Loretto in the 67-57 Lady Bruin win. Sidney, one of the best shooters in the state in women's basketball, and continuing to put up big numbers. Jet Montgomery, freshman of Independence, scored 19 points in a 76-47 victory over Spring Hill, and then had 24 points in a 68-64 victory over Brentwood High School. Huge win for them. He went, again, a freshman. He went 9-for-9 in free throws in the fourth quarter to help seal that Brentwood High win for the Eagles. Congratulations to both Sidney and Jet. They are the Gateway Tire Athletes of the Week. Gateway Tire, proud home of the Yokohama Tire, right here in the heart of Cool Springs. Oil change, tire rotation, tire balance, lift kits. They do it all. Anything automotive but body work. Get in there and see Garth and the boys, Gateway Tire. We'll be right back. Coach Chris Ladd, Nolensville Night, Lady Night Basketball, right here on High School Sports Saturday, 104.5 The Zone.
At Wilson Bank and Trust, our game plan in the community includes supporting our local schools on the gridiron and in the classroom. When it comes to buying or improving your home, we can help your family with those game plans too. From personal loans to mortgages, our lending experts are with you every step of the way. Let us help you get your financial game plan together at wilsonbank.com or any of our 28 Middle Tennessee locations. Wilson Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Ring in the new year with Walker Chevrolet and ride home in style and savings. To celebrate the savings sale going on now through the end of the month at Walker Chevrolet, come in and test drive the 5.3-liter V8-powered 2020 Silverado Crew Cab LT. Original MSRP price at over $42,000, but you can drive this off the lot for only $34,895. Or take a spin in a 2020 Premier Edition loaded Impala. Original MSRP $38,530. Walker celebrate the savings price only $22,995. In the market for a mid-sized truck, check out the 2020 Colorado Crew Cab LT with a V6. Original MSRP $32,380. Now only $27,995. So ring in the new year, ride home in style, and celebrate the savings now through January 31st at Walker Chevrolet. Exit 65 off I-65 in Franklin or online at walkerchevrolet.com.
Stock numbers B-11-7350, E-10-108, E-2-188-47. Price includes a $489 dock fee. Tax, tag, and fees extra. See Walker Chevrolet for details.
Hey, all you sports fans and dog lovers, it's Mike Keith. When it's time for the big game, big fans need big TVs. And at Double Dogs, you can even satisfy big appetites. With choices like Black Angus burgers, wings tossed in homemade sauces, and dog bowl nachos, Double Dogs will make sure that you have the fuel you need at lunch or dinner while never having to miss a game. So whether you have two legs or four, you can cheer on and chow down at Double Dogs, located in cities across Tennessee.
There are a lot of physical therapists in Tennessee, and you don't want to go to a therapist. You want to choose the therapist that is right for you. This is Charles Davis. I had injuries in my playing days and valued the importance of a quality rehab program. I know and trust these folks, which is why I would choose Star when in Tennessee, and you should too. Their clinicians have world-class advanced training to make them great mechanics of the human body and to get you better fast. Find a Star location near you at starpt.com.
Blaine Bishop and Mickey Ryan. Don't go back into your home or office after lunch. You'll miss something. Then you won't be in the know, thus putting you in a bad mood and ruining the rest of your day. And who wants to deal with something like that? So, better listen to Blaine and Mickey Monday from noon to 3 on 104.5 The Zone.
Welcome back to High School Sports Saturday, brought to you by Body Armor Sports Drink. North of Nashville or north of Cool Springs, the Diner Nashville. Get down south of Nashville, Sportsman's Grill right here in Cool Springs is your huddle point, 1640 Westgate Circle. Get off the interstate at Moore's Lane. You'll see the log cabin with Christmas lights. You're in the right place. Happy hour specials every day for $6. Cheese beans, potato skins, nachos, never disappoint. Entrees. Went with the hot chicken dinner earlier this week, red beans and rice fries. It did not disappoint. So, looking for somewhere to go this weekend with the family, make the Sportsman's Grill in Cool Springs your huddle point. If you sit in the bar, ask for my man, Blackjack Brad. We got Coach Chris Ladd, Nolensville Lady Knights basketball on the line. Coach, good morning.
Morning, Tate.
Hey, man, I know you're still reeling from the Titans loss, but two wins this past week for the Lady Knights. I know that helped heal that wound for you. 57-50 victory over Community, district win, and then 50-37 victory over Forest last night, district win. The Lady Knights are 10-5 and doing what they do best, winning basketball games.
Yeah, we had a good week this week. I think we're starting to find our stride a little bit. You know, we've starting out with only, you know, two returning starters, and girls didn't have a lot of playing time early on. So we've really they've gotten better and better each game. I'm really proud of the progress they're making, and I think it's starting to show up this time of the year.
Well, coming off the 28-4 year that was cut at least one game short, probably two games short last year, and you mentioned you lose Parker Leftwich and Grace Baird. Hard to replace young ladies like them. But Zoe Piller, the two starters you mentioned coming back, Zoe Piller and Kamen Ladd, those are two really good building blocks to build around. Zoe, 18.9 points, 10.9 rebounds, 1.6 steals, and 1.1 block. And the thing I love about her is the way she runs the floor. But what a basketball player.
Oh, absolutely. You're not going to find a harder worker than Zoe. And she'll get up. She's probably this morning at a CrossFit workout, to be honest with you. That's how hard she works. She never stops. She sprints the floor. She plays. She would play most of the game if we could, keep the fouls off of her. But she's a tremendous athlete and just a hard worker and just really a great leader for our team.
Well, and the fouls, I'm assuming those are on the defensive end. I mean, she's intense. If the ball's within reach, she's going to get it, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And she gets a little bit of the Shaq treatment. She's a lot of times she's stronger than the girls that are in there with her. And, sometimes when they're leaning on her a little bit, there's a little bit of contact, and they end up getting a little, the tougher brunt of the deal sometimes. It looks a little worse than it is a lot of times. But she's been dealing with that since she was a freshman.
Your other returning starter, Kamen Ladd, you love all your young ladies the same, right? But this one's a little special. She's your daughter, and she's also a really good player. Probably of the four last year, she probably had the lowest points per game, I think, because that was kind of right. A role. But I know you got to be happy to see her take on more of a role this year. She's averaging 11 points, 3.6 assists, 3.4 steals, 3.4 rebounds, and 1.1 blocks. That's got to be pretty neat as a coach and as a dad.
Well, I tell you, you're right. She's my daughter, but I'm so proud of the progress she's made. She was the last year she could spot up and just wait for the ball to come to her and take the open shot. And this year she's got the glare of the defense on her. So she's getting denied the ball and getting the best defender. And she's really had to alter her game and learn how to play with that, that defensive pressure. And she's doing everything for her. She's running the point. She's playing the wing. She's guarding the post last night. So it's really made her game evolve, which has really been nice to see, that'll help her next year at the next level.
And Zoe's headed to West Florida. Kamen's going to Freed Hardeman. Coach, let me ask you this. You were a dual sport athlete at John Overton High School. I think your picture's – I hope it's still up on the wall. It used to be on the wall, right? But your daughter, I'm a big multi-sport guy. She was a member of the back-to-back volleyball state championships for Coach Young.
That's right.
And is now, playing very well for you in basketball and going to college to play basketball. So with a daughter, how did you handle the multi-sport thing? Is it something that just happened or was it something you encouraged?
We encouraged it. We encouraged all our kids from a young age to play as much as they want and much as they like and just find what they love. And for her, it used to be soccer, to be honest with you. And, volleyball was kind of her last thing, but she was good at it. And we were fortunate enough that, Coach Young saw that and saw a good athlete and saw a need for her and let her play volleyball. Because nowadays, most girls in Williamson County, if you're not in that travel volleyball year-round, you're not going to make that high school team. So she's an exception to that rule. And if any female athletes hear me right now, I encourage you to please play multiple sports. Don't just lock into one sport. It helps you so much in the other sports if you do multiple things, and it'll burn you out on the one that you're concentrating on. So parents out there, young girls out there, play multiple sports, please.
Well said, Coach. Coach, I went a little long with Coach Smith, but we will definitely be talking to you come tournament time. You know that. But that being said, we're 3-1 in the district, the one loss to Murfreesboro Magnet. We've got district games here on out, two of them next week. What do you want to see in the next week from your ladies getting prepared to try to make that return trip to Murfreesboro?
Yeah, like I said, I think we're kind of finding our stride right now. We just want to we kind of have a saying this year, 1% better. We just want to get 1% better each day. And we got a big one Tuesday night against our district rival, Marshall County, and they're getting better. Coach Steely does a tremendous job with them. And they got a win last night as well over Magnet. So our district is really tight, and we just got to keep plugging away and doing what we're doing. I'm really proud of the progress we're making.
Coach, I appreciate you, brother. Like I said, we'll talk later come tournament time. Congratulations on the start of another really successful season. Can't wait to see you all as we get into the tournament. I think the Lady Knights got a really good chance to get back to Murfreesboro. That'd be pretty neat.
Well, we take it, and I appreciate your time. Take.
Hey, you're a big sports guy. Before I let you go, who you got tonight? You got McGregor? Who you got?
Man, I couldn't even tell you. Is there a fight tonight?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, coach.
I have no clue. Hey, you know I'm a basketball coach. I'm not paying attention to that.
Have a great weekend, bro.
You too.
That's Coach Chris Ladd, Nolensville Lady Knights. Again, trying to make it back to the state tournament in girls basketball. So I think they'll get there. That's it for today. Thanks to Coach Smith, Coach Lawson, Coach Ladd. Up next, Forklift Systems Football Saturday with the coach. Have a great and safe weekend.
Hey, sports fans, JR from Wager.